informed about the important stuff.
And Kim with your 8am Zedlines. Over the weekend, the Voice to Parliament referendum was defeated as majority of Australians voted against enshrining a First Nations voice in the Constitution. Every state and territory except the ACT voted no to the proposal, with Queensland reporting the lowest yes vote, with only 31.2% voting in favour of the referendum. While further analysis of the referendum results is expected to come throughout the coming weeks, in a statement, Indigenous Australians for The Voice have called a week of silence to grieve and reflect on this outcome and will not make further comment until this period ends. For First Nations listeners, if you or anyone you know would like support, you can call 13YARN on 139276 for free and confidential 24/7 support by MOB for MOB or Lifeline on 131114.
In local news, Redland Bay Water Police are investigating an incident that left a 30-year-old man critically injured at Tequilapa Creek on Sunday. The man was driving the boat when it collided with a jet ski. On board the boat was a 29-year-old man and two children, who sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The driver and passenger of the jet ski, a 20-year-old Capalaba man and a 19-year-old Capalaba man, were not injured. Police are urging any witnesses to come forward with information.
Fire bans are currently in place across southern Queensland as emergency services prepare for extreme bushfire conditions. Residents from Toowoomba, Southern and Western Downs, Gundawindi, Maranoa and Boulogne local government areas are being warned fire permits are no longer valid and no open fires are permitted. The ban comes in response to warm, dry and windy conditions in Queensland and is expected to remain in place until midnight tomorrow.
In national news, thousands of protesters have gathered in Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide for pro-Palestinian rallies, while an invitation-only rally in Brisbane mourned Israeli dead. Police say a crowd of 10,000 showed up in Melbourne to show support for Palestine, where a speaker said to the crowd, quote, "We will remain in solidarity and we will continue to show up and stand with you, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, until liberation," end quote. Organiser of the Sydney rally, Fahad Ali, says the world could no longer turn a blind eye to what is happening in Gaza.
In international news, thousands of people in Gaza are fleeing in south ahead of an expected Israeli ground assault in the northern Gaza Strip. The Israeli government says an attack from the ground, air and sea is coming in response to the attacks by Hamas last weekend and is waiting for civilians to flee to southern Gaza. International aid groups have criticised the call, saying it is impossible to move over 1 million civilians who will need to evacuate in time. Palestinian health authorities say at least 2,670 people are dead following a week of Israeli airstrikes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.